The book of Revelations is very clear. It's easy to see how the events in this country, the actions of George Bush and his friends are pure evil, how they're described in the Bible. These truly are biblical times, with biblical disasters of all kinds about to occur. Don't ignore the warning. I encourage you to read your Bible. And if you don't read your Bible, then at least take a look around you and notice that the world is not the way you think it ought to be, in a very extreme way. When I began this site, I did so with my own faith in God and heeding certain instructions my father gave me when I was very young. He told me to defend democracy, and democracy is in danger. Florida is just one of the proofs of that. And when I began, I had no intention of doing more than ask us all to acknowledge the truth of a corrupt government, to re-examine our own lives and see where we might improve ourselves in order to be, in fact, a nation of people based on religious values, or at least with a moral discipline. Now, as I've done a great deal more research, I realize that what's going on is more serious. It's something I did not expect to see in my lifetime, and it has to come to an end. And the end of it begins with each of us. When you read the Bible, keep in mind that the tribulations described are not absolute. This means that God will allow them to happen if we do not adhere to God's few rules, just as in the story of Noah's Ark. We can, in fact, change the future as outlined in Revelations and other books in the Bible, but we have to do it now. We have to acknowledge in our hearts what is actually occurring around us. It won't just go away. Criminals have a way of becoming bolder and bolder with each act they get away with. That's how we end up with corporate executives stealing from corporations and citizens losing their pension plans and jobs. That's how we end up with fixed elections. It's everywhere around us. You could call it business as usual, politics as usual, just the way it is, but as long as we stay in denial and refuse to see it as the evil that it is, we will be subjected to it. Our planet's environment will be destroyed, and your way of life, the freedom and the beauty of your life, will be taken away. So here at this site, we'll stay focused on the news, and we'll continue with what I call a spiritual revival, a reawakening of our hearts to those things we say we treasure most, our values and our spiritual commitments. But I want you to know it will take more than that to save our planet. It will take a commitment to causing the planet, the culture, the America we want. It will require taking action. The only other thing I can say right now is that I have, since the beginning of this site, done everything I could possibly do to provide you with sources of information to allow you to make up your own mind. And I believe I've done that again. And now I want to ask you to join me not only in cleaning up our government, an essential part of what needs to be done, but in rekindling our spiritual values. And I'll talk to you more about all of this and the news as we go along. But what I ask of you most is to have faith in God and live the values you want to see in the world. That will make the biggest difference of all. And that's a wrap. This is Charles, DemocraticFundamentalism.org.